And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our program, and we're rolling away here. Patent lawyers, a patent lawyer, I don't want to give all patent lawyers a bad name. A patent lawyer has created a new source of revenue for himself by suing others.
Well,
what else is he going to do? They got to sue somebody else.
Usually you do it on behalf of a client.
Right.
And you know, patent law, there is patent litigation and a lot of it these days, and it's all been brought about by the web and the computers and all that.
Right.
A whole new thing with copyrights and patents. Years ago, it was really dull. I mean,
right.
Who invented this? And, you know, you had a cam and you had an extra this. So you invented a drive shaft or this. But now there's a lawsuit every minute.
Okay.
Well, anyway, there's a litigation partner at Kirkland & Ellis, which is a very
prestigious firm.
Large.
Yes.
Prestigious, right.
A lot of authoritative phlegm.
Well, and a conference room sounds like a tubercular ward. But at any rate, so they have 4,500 patents. This guy bought 4,500 patents. His name is John Desmarais, I guess. He's 46 years old. He opened his own firm, and he bought 4,500 patents so he can sue if anybody infringes them. And I suppose they're being infringed or he wouldn't have bought them. But this is his whole business now.
He buys the patent.
We don't know if he infringed.
Okay.
Them. Then he sues. He has hired 3 lawyers and he expects to have as many as 12 by the end of the year. It's a very unusual thing for a lawyer to be buying his own lawsuits.
He's buying lawsuits, yeah.
But, that's what he's doing. And, it seems to be, I think there's some ethical questions.
Seems to be a little above
and
beyond.
To me, it doesn't sound very professional. Going around buying patents and just leaping on people who you say are infringing them. And usually you start these lawsuits, you know what you're going to do. You're going to bang around settlements and
right.
get money.
Right.
Whether he's right or wrong, people can't be bothered
right.
with these
they
lawsuits.
They settle it, yeah, exactly.
So that's
there you
what
go.
You're going to have.
This is why people love to hate lawyers.
They love to hate lawyers.
And that's why we're in business.
You got it.
All right. Lawyers, here, speak about lawyers and loving to hate them. If you're on the freeway there, anywhere near that oil spill, you better be careful because you're going to be overrun because lawyers are rushing to find new opportunities
right.
created by the Gulf Coast oil spill.
You probably won't slip on the oil. You'll trip over the lawyers.
That's right.
There's 10 million of them down there. They ran there like flies. Remember last week I told you in our last broadcast that there was a mob scene in Santa Clara, California, because they were lined up to bring these class actions against Toyota
right.
for their sticky brakes and everything.
Right, right.
In the meantime, the well erupted near Louisiana and Alabama, so they turned around. They made a whole turn and started east again, southeast to Louisiana.
Right, yeah.
They're
eating Cajun down there.
But, you
know,
this thing, I'm going to say something, if I may, about what we call champerty and maintenance.
Okay.
These are very old concepts, but what is champerty is a lawyer instigating lawsuits.
Okay.
Looking around for a client and say, let's start a lawsuit.
Okay.
Maintenance is when you finance your client in a lawsuit.
Oh.
You finance him. In other words, you pay all the expense that we're going along.
I see.
You are allowed to advance him now. But that was even tricky years ago.
Okay.
And that's called champerty and maintenance. And I cannot understand how this gang of lawyers running down there soliciting plaintiffs. I mean, this was in the Wall Street Journal, which is a reputable paper. And it says that they're busy trying to increase the size and scope of the lawsuits that have already been commenced, filed on for the families of those who were killed. There's 150 guys or gals. 115 survivors of the incident.
Right, right.
That was the explosion on the rig.
That's right.
There are many of the of them want lawsuits. So the rescuers themselves are bringing lawsuits. They have there are suits from those who say they've been hurt economically, And that includes shrimpers, oystermen, fishermen.
Oh, sure.
Seafood processing, deep sea fishing.
Well, you need 4 million lawyers then.
Well, yeah, but now they're going to fight around who gets to be the lead lawyer.
Right.
And, you know, what about the fees? What about
the fees? That's right.
That's what it's going to be. And they're snapped up domain names such as BigOilSpills.com and things like that. Yeah, it says BigOilSpills.com.
We can get your money.com.
And they put up billboards. You know, it's like these lawyers who advertise all the time. Well, I want to tell you something. I think it's kind of a disgrace. And it really, I mean, this is why people love to hate lawyers.
Right.
This is inexcusable. And I didn't even know if it lends itself to class actions. Apparently, they're going to try to. But what they BP so far, they've already processed 25,000 claims. In which they're paying people
for. Right.
So, not that I have any sympathy for BP.
Right.
But the fact is that this is no way to handle a profession, to practice a profession, running around gathering up lawsuits. Anyway, I've said my piece.
Have you said your piece?
I said my piece.
All right. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. He said his piece.
And
peace be with you.
And I'm at peace.
All right. Good.
Because I've said my piece, I feel that I'm at peace now.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Now, can you give me a little piece of time to work here?
I'll give you a little piece of peace.
All right. Hang on a second here, because now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
You can dig that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I dig it.
I tell you, Dr. Staccato, you never know what's coming out of that orchestra. We are, the only legal program in the country with our own orchestra.
In fact, Dr. Staccato's orchestra is the only orchestra in captivity.
That's true.
At this time.
That's true.
Because
we
you cannot let them out.
No, they cannot be let out.
They're in a cage, and we throw them raw meat every couple of hours.
That's not true.
And a little booze.
That's right.
To keep the music flowing.
That's right.
And it keeps
it in key. And if it isn't, we don't really care. Anyhow, speaking of getting out of line here, Charlie Sheen reaches a deal to spend 1 month in jail in the lovely town of Aspen. What did he do?
Well, you know, he beat up his wife, and that's what the problem is.
Oh, that'll do it.
You know, these guys, we call it arrogance of the rich and famous for the reason they think they're privileged, that they can do what other people go to prison for without going. They think they're above the law, they use drugs, they beat up their wives, and, you know, these people should know better. They're privileged.
Right.
They're very privileged and very wealthy. And you don't have to hit your wife. You don't like a walk out. Leave her a check and leave.
That's right. Give her a check. Or pay somebody else to beat her up. No, don't say that.
No. And now,
all right. Well, we have Gossip Girl star Chance Crawford arrested for drugs.
Yeah, well.
So what's new?
Who the heck knows? One thing, you know, they're all on drugs. I say that it's a bad generalization.
It's a generalization,
but you shouldn't really say that. They're on drugs. They don't have to be. What do they do these things for? They have lives that people would die for. I mean, the kind of money they have,
homes with pools,
servants. Everybody kisses their you-know-what.
Right.
And, I mean, they get free dresses, thousands of dollars worth of jewelry and dresses. And they,
just like we
they
get.
Walk, you know, when they go to an opening, they're always there.
Let's go. They walk on the runway. Now, none of that, which
they
happens should, to us all the time,
they
has changed
They ought to walk
us.
On a runway at O'Hare. Then they'll get there. That's the runway they should walk on. Because, they drive you crazy. I mean, it's not right.
Well,
what's the sense of screaming?
It sounds like we're out of touch, Jim.
Yeah, we are.
Because we don't go to any of those parties.
I'm just an old-fashioned girl. I mean, I think the song was "I Want an Old-Fashioned Girl."
Right, but you changed it a little bit. That's known as poetic license.
Yeah, it is.
And in your case, it's practicing without a license.
Right.
Folks, stand by. We're going to take a short intermission. I have to throw some cold water on him and get him a towel. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.